Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is happening? You are listening to the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh. This is another bonus episode, Nintendo News Minute, kind of. We're going to focus strictly on The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom and the trailer that dropped today and kind of breaking it down. There is a ton here, so we're going to jump into this one right now. And right off the bat, I don't know about you guys, but I am so hyped for this game now. Like I was all in. I was all in, you know, the Switch special edition, all that stuff. But after this trailer and really, really just seeing like a more of a taste, I feel like they did a great job teasing us, you know, not too much info, but I'm going to keep the volume down on this relatively low. I'll have a little bit playing here, but just enough. It starts off so strong, but there are so many little things that they added to this trailer that I can't wait to break it down with you. So I do suggest watching this on Spotify or over on YouTube. If you're just listening to the audio, I am going to try to explain things and keep things moving so that it's not, you know, not a complete waste of your time. But right off the bat here, we're just gonna back it up just a little bit. Right off the bat, they show what looks like a shrine in the background, and the shrine has got a similar swirl to what we see in the very first trailer of that hand holding Ganondorf, which we have confirmed 100% is Ganondorf in place. And so I talked about this on the Hylian Gamercast, that what if some of the shrines, because if we're going back to the same Hyrule, what if some of these shrines are either A, Malice shrines, or B, Zonai shrines? And it looks like they're more Zonai shrines than they are Malice. Could we still see a Malice shrine? Perhaps. We see some crazy stuff happening with Malice in this trailer also. So continuing on, so much to explore, very, very excited about that. This, I don't know, like I said, you guys, this trailer has got me so hyped. The music being played in reverse, I love that. Here he is right here. I'm going to pause. Oh, they only show him for a second, but Ganondorf. I assume this is Ganondorf. They're showing if you're only listening, they're showing from the backside. If you've seen the trailer, you can see all this red hair. And I think it's him. And I think the pictures that Nintendo has gone on to tweet out, they show it in like a ponytail. But you can see he's got a similar arm to Link. He has a similar arm to Link that is all covered in Malice. And it's kind of glowing in red. Oh my goodness. What I feel like there's going to be this like just this like light and dark, like Ganon is the opposite of Link and so on and so forth. I think it's going to play a big part in this, but there's some other things that we're going to get to that are very, very interesting. But noticing he has the same kind of hand issue going on as Link, what kind of powers is he going to have? What is our final battle with him going to be like? How much is he going to be able to mimic or almost kind of be like perhaps a Dark Link? So many questions after this trailer. And just the way he begins to turn around there, I just want to see. I want to focus in. Again, if you're only listening, I do apologize. But, oh, that moves me in 5-second increments here. Just trying to just gently scrub as we see him start to turn. And they really don't show much. Is this a final form, perhaps, of Ganondorf? You know, because we're gonna see him later on in the trailer here. Link trying to grab Zelda, and look at his hand covered in malice. Not the same hand that we've seen, and he comes up short here. He doesn't get a hold of her. What is going on? Why is that hand so covered in malice? Is that the reason that the Master Sword is messed up because this hand perhaps touched it and the blade started to dissolve? There's, again, we have so many questions on that front of what is happening there. But he falls short. He's not able to grab Zelda, and she falls. Where does she fall to? We can see the desert is looking cool, but then even this castle area, there's lava shooting straight up out of the ground. There's smoke and fire. Link is wearing what looks like a costume that I would assume would be able to be somewhat heat resistant. So we know we're going to be dealing with heat, which is a very, you know, common Zelda trope, but another one that I'm okay with. Because there's a handful of things that point towards this being much more of a classic Zelda title within the Breath of the Wild realm, which again gets me very, very excited. So we see some ships floating through the sky. What is this? What is this bubble? There's these bubbles that Link is jumping into. And like floating between it kind of was giving me a little bit of like Mario Galaxy vibes in a way, where you could kind of bounce between the different bubbles in that game. But what is happening here? Who is this more of the Zoni? How much of the Zoni are we going to learn about in this game? And just watching him here, like it looks like the bubble moves up into the sky. And so how does he traverse between these bubbles? Is there something tied to the hand, to the specific power-ups? Again, I don't know, but I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm really, really looking forward to it. We can see multiple bubbles here, and again, is it a galaxy kind of thing? When he gets in one bubble, can he teleport to another one? Is there a power that's going to allow him to transport between like transport between these things? I don't know, but then we see him falling. We see him not only falling, but like almost like a squirrel suit that he's wearing, so he can slow down. He doesn't pull the glider out, but it looks like a squirrel suit. And what are these lasers? Where are we heading? Are we heading to a dungeon? One can only assume. Not only are we going to be in the sky on the land, but maybe down inside caves and caverns, because this looks awfully deep as far as Link is traveling here. And again, what's with the squirrel suit? Kind of a cool new addition. We can see he's pushing a giant crank right here. It looks like there's some like a giant gumball machine, which of course those are going to more than likely be used to be placed in places so that we can unlock, you know, different doors, things like that. We can remember from the last game some of the puzzles that involved the different balls inside of the shrines. One of the things I'm really, really liking about this trailer is Link is not fighting alone. Okay, we're gonna see he's kind of got this crew of people with him that are helping him fight. Like this seems like Hyrule is coming together to help Link take on all of the malice, all of the enemies. Like they're not just sitting back and hiding out in their villages, but they're gonna fight alongside you. This is absolutely fantastic to me. This just gives so much immersion into the game, where like there's all this stuff going on and these people are just hanging out in their villages, like it's no big deal, you know, nothing like that. No, they are taking up arms and fighting alongside you. Now we see them on an elevator here, and what I love about this is the it's what I would assume is a shrine, okay? But instead of being orange, the lights are now blue. And I've often wondered, I talked about it with Jesse on the Hylian Gamercast, or maybe we talked, I was on two shows, and so I don't remember if we mentioned it on there or on here, so forgive me, guys, if you're hearing the same thing twice. But the thing that really excites me is that if we are having to go back to the same shrines, if they are in similar locations and they haven't just vanished, how are they going to change? What is happening in the story that is going to allow us to go back to these shrines and have different puzzles to solve? And we can already see that the light, if this is a shrine, is going from orange to blue, which I can only assume has something to do with the Zonai. So moving on, we see a character here that is giving me some Xenoblade Chronicle vibes, honestly. But is this a friend or a foe? Is this somebody that's fighting alongside us or against us? And I'm not going to lie, there's some horns coming out of the head. This is kind of a really cool looking character. And fingers crossed that we're fighting alongside. But maybe not. Maybe there's something tied to the story that whatever this is a tribe that we're possibly battling against, or maybe we're going to see them on the same side as Link. I look forward to finding out. That is for sure. We can only assume as Epona for just a second, rearing up, and the world's looking gorgeous. And then there is a giant, what looks like a giant mech that's moving out of a wall. And you can kind of see what looks like the Zonai energy just flowing through this thing. Are we going to be controlling this? Is this something that we're going to be controlling, or is this a boss that we're going to be fighting? Based on the way this game seems to be working, I would not be surprised in the slightest if this is not something that we take control of as Link, as a way to start battling some of the malice and some of the larger bosses and larger enemies. Because as we move through this trailer, we see that they're not just your small, like, run-of-the-mill enemies. They are massive, and I'm pretty excited for what is in store for us when we get to jump in and take on some of these enemies. Because the malice blights and all that kind of stuff, they were okay, but there was nothing that special about them, nothing that memorable about them. And I'm already seeing bosses, what I assume are bosses in this trailer, that just seem far more memorable and just way cooler. So if we get to take some of them on with this what looks like a mech, almost similar to something like, you know, the Power Rangers, or when the Transformers kind of combine and they're relatively large. It seems like the scale of this thing is massive. Now we see Link in a completely, what I assume is a rebuilt Hyrule castle. And you can see, again, if you're only listening, I do apologize, but there is a statue in the room that is a statue that we see, I believe, early on in the trailer, but it's destroyed. And right now in this picture, we're seeing the Triforce. We're seeing this statue look complete. The room looks complete, but there are these weird sparkles taking place, almost as if a dream, maybe time travel. It's hard to say exactly, but it's Link looking at what we can only assume is like a memory of what was once the castle, because now it's floating in the air and it's, you know, it's got malice around it. It's been deteriorated. Even in Breath of the Wild, from what I can remember, the castle was pretty trashed. So that I can only assume that that's like kind of a flashback. And then we move into Zelda, and then we start hearing characters speak. So we can see Zelda from behind. And they're talking about relying on Link and the Master Sword. We can see Link pull it out. We can... Link. Okay. Now, we need to back up just a second here. Because I believe we are seeing one of the... Are in this screenshot right here, again, I'm sorry if you're only listening, but this screenshot, that character that's touching Zelda has a hand similar to, it looks like the ancient armor in a way, the similar markings and stuff from the hand that Link is using. Maybe this whole thing tied to his arm. Maybe it's tied to different tiers, and the tiers are playing an important role in this photo or in this screenshot right here. Zelda is wearing one of the tiers as a necklace. And I don't know for certain, but there is a jewel of some kind on the hand that is touching her. We don't know who this person is. Is it the king? Is it some other knight? They're talking about how they're relying on Link and the Master Sword. Link. Then we see Link floating through the sky here, and he's got a sword attached to his shield attached to his sword as he goes into battle up on the one of the sky islands. It just such an, I mean, is that going to prolong? We can only assume that will prolong the damage of the weapons. So probably something we're going to be doing. But he also, what's interesting is there's like a, it's almost like a parry, but it's like a parry with the shield, but the shield is tied to the sword. So it's kind of a, it's going to be an interesting battle mechanic for sure. We see these giant orbs in the air that, I mean, are they shrines? Backing up just a little bit, we can see Link is not going to be alone all of the time. He's traveling with some companions. They show him floating over this giant orb, and then we can only assume that he ends up inside of it based on the way the trailer is cut. And then there's what looks like, you know, maybe a shrine, but this could potentially be a dungeon also, where there's things that he's battling. And then He's going up much, it seems to be much higher, and he's traveling with a companion of some kind. And you can see another, what looks like one of those, I'm just going to call them the Zonai shrines in the background of this image also. And the companion he's traveling with is one of the birds, forgive me for not knowing the name offhand, but one of the bird people. And so... how much of that is that going to be a factor in this game? And it looks, I for a second there, I thought maybe they were kind of linked together, but it was just the bow that was made it look like they were kind of tied together potentially. Now we can see Link is running on the back of a horse, but there's a wagon tied to the horse, and he's moving characters. So again, what kind of side missions is this game going to have? What are we doing with these people? Are we going to be amassing our own army to try to take on the armies of Ganondorf? This has me thinking this game is going to be taking so many more steps than what we saw in Breath of the Wild. And that's not to say anything negative about Breath of the Wild, nothing negative at all. In fact, it's the fact that like there could be so much more to this game that like we hadn't really thought about. Most of the time, Legend of Zelda games are you're running around as Link, you're running around by yourself, and you're just adventuring that way. And this seems to be more about potentially more, at least side quests, of working with these villagers, perhaps building villages, growing and amassing your own army. And you're going to see further on in the trailer here that there's more to this, and how these villagers are fighting alongside you. We can see the rewind or the recall function being used here as an enemy throws a fireball, looks like a stone that's on fire, at Link, and he sends it right back. And then following that, he's using a rocket of some kind. I assume it is a combination of items where he's created a rocket. We don't know how far this rocket can take you, but perhaps it's another way to get back up to the Sky Islands. You can see some bokoblins that are trying to shoot arrows at him as he's flying up. And then that's it. But what, like, where do these rockets come from? What is this technology? What are we going to use this for? Very excited to jump in and try some of these things. And are these rockets things that could be tied to, you know, the vehicles and the rafts and the things that we're going to be creating? Are they going to essentially be engines where we could like essentially build like jet planes, or be able to tie them to something that was, you know, like the raft with the sails that, you know, the wind could blow us. But then of course, we saw some of the, like the engines or whatever, but this is a rocket. This is different. How is this all going to play out? They did such a great job of just kind of teasing us. Now, we were talking early on about those bubbles, right? Those water bubbles, and how does Link traverse those things? Well, if this section of the video, he's jumping between these stairs, if you will, or just these little platforms. But if you look in the background of this clip, you will see that those water balls that he was jumping into are actually moving, hitting a location. They start to flash and then they disappear. So it looks like there's the potential way to travel with those is just to jump in, follow their path to where they end, and then that can take you from point A to point B. So it could be interesting for, again, traversing the Sky Islands, maybe even dealing with some of the puzzles. Moving forward here, now we see Link is on like a minecart on a track, and he's fighting with what looks like one of the Zonai enemies. It's just a quick little clip that we see, but again, like, just something so different from what was in Breath of the Wild. And that's what I feel like this game is really doing. This last trailer really started to differentiate this game from Breath of the Wild. And you see it everywhere. This is no longer $70 DLC. And that is what is so fantastic about this trailer, honestly, is just that, like, yo, this is a whole new experience. And they kept everything like close to the chest. They didn't share much, but everybody's hype levels, if you look at Twitter, you look at the different social media platforms, everybody's excited. All the Zelda channels are going crazy right now, and it's so cool to see. So we're watching Link in this video. He is not only controlling a cart that has a block on it, and then some kind of an arm that looks to be a weapon, almost like he's controlling it like a mech, which kind of ties into what I was talking about earlier about us controlling that giant mech. Like, I'm really curious on how the controls on some of this stuff are going to work. Like, once we create a vehicle like this, how do we control it? But it looks like he's going to battle with these bokoblins. I have a feeling they didn't show us any more, as if, you know, like, did he have an offensive weapon? It looks like there's a, it looks like a spear on the end of the of like the arm, but again, I don't know. And it lights up when he gets close, like a, you know what it might be. It doesn't look like a spear. It looks like a lightning staff. So there's a chance that by attaching the lightning rod, you guys know what I'm talking about, where you could shoot the different magic. This looks like this arm is going to allow him to attack with what I can assume is lightning. It starts to light up as he's getting closer, and they're shooting arrows and coming at him. And I love that these bokoblins are on the back of one of those giant rock golems. I can't remember the name, forgive me, but what an interesting way of going into battle. This is not just Link on foot any longer. This is creating essentially mechs that we can take into battle, and that is something entirely new to the series and super, super cool. I want to back up and just see if there's anything to take away from Link on this horse here. So we can see the horses in armor. That is a new feature. We can see the arrow he's about to fire has, I'm not even sure what is tied to it. It looks like a giant red, it actually looks like some of the material from the last game just sitting on the arrow itself, which is kind of strange. But the arrow is obviously on fire. We can also see on his belt there are what we can assume are the indicators for how much magic you have left. We were talking about this on the Hylian Games cast. So on Link's belt, there are what looks like, I'm going to assume, 8 vials, okay? And 4 of them look like they're used up, and there are 4 left. So are those vials the goo that he uses to put items together to create, and they regenerate over time? Is there going to be a limit to how many things we can combine at once? Also, what is Link wearing here? He's got a headpiece that's like some crazy horns. Looks super, super cool. But I am curious on what that indicator is going to mean, because we see it. It's not just it's kind of like the Dead Space or Splatoon, where you can see what's happening on your character without having to look at the HUD. I don't know what that arrow triggered right there, but these lasers, almost like perhaps we can build traps. There's a chance that we can build traps in this game, and then when a bunch of enemies show up, we can set them off, because it looked like everything that was near that trap, it's essentially shooting an arrow into it, and then they're all taking damage from it, and then it moves on to this massive creature. And we can see there are a number of enemies, and there's just lasers coming off, but and we can see it hitting in multiple places and people staggering. But here we see Link with what looks like that same bird character again, fighting some giant ice monster. Now, this is where my hype level went through the roof, because I have been wanting to be able to just have regular bosses in Breath of the Wild, get back to regular bosses in The Legend of Zelda. Now, this doesn't look like just a standard boss fight, though. Link is flying through the air. We can see multiple eyeballs on this like spider ice creature, and then the scene changes, and we see Zelda with a tear. Okay, that's a tear. Now, we're following that scene. You will notice it goes from her hands, it happens really quick, to I'm going to go frame by frame here if possible. It looks like Ganon, as if when the hand was removed, the hand that was holding him down when he was like all like a corpse. And it looks like the malice is just exploding out of him. You can see both hands are raised, and he's got some cloth around him. And it's such a quick cut. It's only a handful of frames. And then that malice seems to bring everything back to life. And then it attacks Link's arm also. And I believe the Master Sword is being corrupted at that point. To me, it looks like the Master Sword. I don't know. There's so much malice going around it, but it looks like you can see the hilt of the sword. It looks like you can see the hilt. And I'm just going to assume that it is. Oh, yes. Yeah, you can clearly see the hilt in this picture. So this must be where the Master Sword and Link's arm both get corrupted. And maybe that's how the story goes. Maybe his arm is corrupted, and that the Zonai arm has to attach to bring about some healing. And I assume one of the main story missions is going to be restoring the Master Sword, which is something we haven't really seen before, as far as I can remember, which I think is a great, such a great story element. Now, the other thing worth noting is I've zoomed in on this picture here. This is Ganondorf coming to life. That jewel in the center of his forehead is another tear. You can see that it's another tear. So these are the tears of the kingdom. And there's one other scene where you can see a tear as well on another character. This character right here. We don't know who this is. Is this the goddess Hylia? She has the same yellow tear that Zelda was holding around her neck. What do these tears mean? How are they tied into the story? There's one other scene where you can see a tear, but before we again, as I keep scrubbing the footage, I'll see if I can pick up on it. I saw a tweet that showed at least three tears in this trailer. We're currently looking at what looks like just a ragtag group of villagers that are ready to fight with Link. Now we got some Gerudo, and we've also got what's it called? Gorox? I can't remember the name of the other, like the big rock creatures. I can't remember their names off the top of my head. But what is going on here? What are some of these missions? Is this side mission? Are these side quests? Are these part of the main story? What is happening that Link is going to be traveling with companions? And what is that going to do for the story? What is that going to do for some of the potential boss fights? Because the one boss fight we saw earlier, just a little bit ago, with that like ice spider thing, Link wasn't alone. So are we going to be controlling units in a way? Is that going to be a possibility? It's hard to say, but it could be. So, and just in this picture here, we see somebody that looks kind of like a knight riding a horse. The Gorgon, that's the name. The Gorgon, the Gorgon, just with a crazy helmet on with some kind of cool feathers coming out of the top of his head. And it looks like he's holding a pretty, like a club. We see another kind of just ragtag human with a bucket on his head. So not much for armor, but still willing to fight. We see a Gerudo that's just like ready to inflict some damage. And then two other villagers that are kind of, one looks like an elf and the other looks like kind of a human that maybe some kind of adventurer or traveler. So really interesting to see the choices they made and showing us these different characters from the trailer and what do they represent? What are we going to be doing here? Oh, and there's actually one other person where I paused. There's one other, it looks like multiple elves. So interesting. Okay. It looks like Sidon. If I remember correctly, I believe that was his name. And there it is. You guys, if you're only listening, you can see on Sidon's, I think his name is Sidon. He's the fish guy. You can see in this shot, I have to get my, take my camera out. Actually, that may have cut my mic. I apologize. I'm going to see if there's an easier way for me to, I know I'll full size this. Here we go. That took me out of the, so sorry about the little pause there, you guys. There is a tear on his hand. You can see that there's a third tear that is in this trailer. So how many tears are we going to see? I know the number 7 is often thrown around quite a bit. Are there going to be 7 tears? Do we have to collect all of them? What is their purpose? How are they all tied to the storyline? What do they represent? Really, really excited to jump in and find out. This is a classic Zelda boss right here. A classic Zelda boss with the three-headed dragon. It looks so cool. It looks so cool. It looks like we're in a dungeon of some kind, which is which is just amazing. I can't wait to be able to go back into a Zelda game and fight some of these. We're seeing what look like new bosses as well as classic bosses.
You are our final hope.
And that just excites me so very much. And then we see Zelda with the Master Sword saying, you're our final hope. And then it just shows the logo and everything. And then we get to hear Zelda say, Link,
you must find me.
And it looks like the same image from when she's holding the Master Sword, just showing her from behind. So wherever she's at, was she able to reconstruct the Master Sword? The timeline of all this is so interesting to me. How is this all going to work out? Why does she have the Master Sword now? Is this later on in the game? Is this early on in the game? Did so many questions. I want to go back through and put all these trailers together and kind of understand, like, how and where does this kind of take place? When she falls at the beginning, does the Master Sword fall with her and she's able to rebuild it? And then we have to find her to find the Master Sword again? So many questions. So many questions and so much hype. I'm so very excited for this game. We're going to be deep diving into this trailer again on the NPC with the full crew, but I was just too excited to not jump into this right away. So let me know what you guys think. If you're watching this on YouTube, let me know what you spotted that I might have missed. If you're just listening, let me know what you're hyped about. There's a spot on the podcast player where you can leave. Just leave a comment and let me know what you're excited about. Thank you guys so much for listening. And I can't wait to jump into this game again. Hype levels are just over 9,000, if you will. So super, super excited. And we will see you guys in the next one. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day, and we'll see you soon. Bye now.